This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Plenty for us to discuss in, 25 minutes or so. We're going to talk some Eagles. We're going to do an NFC East review this week, starting with Philly, moving in geographic proximity. I also think there's a lot to discuss from the weekend. My six-year-old won a championship, Brian. Bang. My nine-year-old did not.
And what, golf?
Lacrosse.
Or lacrosse. Right.
Yeah, man. We celebrated by going to McDonald's. Landfill, I think you'd be interested to know. I don't know how new this is, but it's new to me.
Are you going to tell me they have chicken strips?
That was the big push, because obviously they're pushing their new chicken strips, which are McCrispy chicken strips, I suppose. McCrispy strips.
Mm-hmm.
I, however, got a McCrispy sandwich, which appears to be McDonald's version of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Here's my review, Landfill. It was pretty good. Is that okay? Did I give you enough info?
That's cool.
So that my Sunday was all kids lacrosse and McDonald's until I told my wife, I was like, listen, I'm going to watch sports tonight. Like, there are sports I am watching. There are a pair of game sevens. And B, I'll be honest, the hockey game started 2-0 St. Louis, and it looked like they were going to run away with it, and I was way more excited for the basketball game for Rockets-Warriors. And then Winnipeg slowly comes back, and Rockets-Warriors slowly turns into not quite a blowout, but never really that interesting. And
that run at the end was special.
Sure, and Buddy Hield was just on fire. Like, yeah. I had both on, but did you watch any of the hockey?
No.
B, it was 3-1 St. Louis with, like, I want to say under 10 minutes left. And then, and this is in Winnipeg. This is Winnipeg as the one seed, the President's Trophy winner. Winnipeg scores to make it 3-2. Then it looks like they score to make it 3-3, and it gets called back because the puck didn't go completely over the line. They legitimately scored with 1.6 seconds left to send it into overtime.
Damn.
And then it went into double. You know how hockey overtime in the playoffs is just like, it's like a drug. Like, you can't stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so intense. And then Winnipeg scored to go ahead in the second overtime. I kind of thought it was going to go to three. The way it was going, dude, it just seemed like it would never end. So now the entire second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is set. Jets, Stars. I was rooting for the Avalanche. Knights, Oilers, I'm definitely rooting for Edmonton. Toronto, Florida, and then Caps, Canes. Winner of Caps, Canes gets the winner of the Leafs and the Panthers. Do you have a dog in that fight, Brian? Is there somebody you'd prefer the Caps to play?
No. My mindset has always been the same. To be the best, you got to beat the best. So whoever comes, come.
I mean, Panthers are defending champs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I imagine, White Brian, give me the odds on Panthers, Leafs. I imagine the Panthers are pretty big favorites in that. NBA playoffs are now set.
That's where Kachuk is?
There's a Kachuk in Florida. There's a Kachuk in Ottawa.
Yeah, Matt is in Florida, right?
Yeah. How about Pacers beating Cleveland yesterday?
Yeah.
Throughout the season, we've been like, I don't know if Cleveland's for real. What happens in the NBA, you saw this when Thibodeau was coaching the Bulls. Certainly this Cleveland team, they have some talent. But when you have an NBA team that commits to playing defense and playing hard all the time throughout the regular mm-hmm. season, you can get a really good record without necessarily being that good. Yeah. If you commit to going 100% all the time.
I think they're good, though, man. I think they're good. They just ran into Indiana played better defense. And Jeff's buddy, Al Halliburton, was balling.
We got to give you credit, Jeffrey. You were an early adopter on Halliburton. Dude is good. Even if his dad's kind of an ass clown, dude is good. So Indiana is up 1-0 on Cleveland. The other series, does that start tonight, Knicks Celtics? I believe that's tonight.
I think it starts.
Yes.
So that's tonight at 7, which honestly just kind of the Boston, New Yorkness of it makes it more fun.
Yep.
Does anybody think the Knicks will win that series?
No.
No. But
they're favored by 9.5 in the first game.
Damn. Out West.
Hell, the Thunder's favored by 9.5 too over the Thunder, over the Nuggets.
Out West is pretty loaded and star-studded. Thunder Nuggets starts tonight at 9:30. The question there is not talent, right? Like, the Thunder's pretty loaded, but they haven't done this yet. And so now you got to beat a previous champ.
But I think they have, this year they seem to be playing with a little bit more, because like last year they were very good, but no experience.
Right.
This year they seem to have a little bit more with them.
I mean, they thumped the Grizzlies.
Beat team by 51 and 55, I think it was, something like that. It's...
Circling back, the Panthers are significant favorites over the Leafs. It's almost 2-1 or 1-2, I guess. -175 if you want to bet Florida to win. So Thunder Nuggets starts tonight. So your two games tonight in hoops, Celtics Knicks at 7, Thunder Nuggets at 9:30, and then I mean, this series is probably the one I'm most excited for, B, is Timberwolves-Warriors. That starts tomorrow. You know, the T-Wolves have had some real rest. Golden State has the older roster in this thing. They get one day off before they're – how do they get they're on the road in Minnesota tomorrow night at 9:30? This is the time of year it gets real hard to go to bed because you want to watch these games.
Hey, you got to do it. Got to sacrifice, baby.
And for the folks that don't have multiple TV setups, in the year 2025 of our Lord, where you could buy a TV for like $75, you got it. Yeah, all you have to do is connect it to your internet. You got to step your game up, people. I don't want to be rude, but.
Well, you are being rude, Jay.
I don't think so. I said it politely. I said our Lord. Tonight, Puck, just the one game, Panthers Leafs in Toronto. That arena will be buzzing. That's at 8 o'clock. Obviously, the big news of the day here in Washington, though, I think, is the announcement of the NFL draft coming.
Yeah.
And, Brian, some of our friends in Philadelphia have an idea.
What's the idea?
So, I follow this Philly sports blog called Crossing Broad. And if you're familiar with Philadelphia, Broad Street is this giant street in Philadelphia. So Crossing Broad is the idea of crossing Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hardcore Philly homers, but they make me laugh. Like, it's well written. It's well done. So I'm going to read to you from this blog post I just saw from Crossing Broad, who I believe their publisher is Kevin Kincaid. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The 2027 NFL draft will be held in Washington, according to every insider on the planet. We're just awaiting official word from the league. The draft was held in New York every year from 1965 to 2014. Then they got wise and took the show back on the road, doing a couple of years to Chicago before bringing it to Philly, Arlington, and Nashville. Next year, they'll be in Yinzerville, and then it goes to the Swamp down in D.C., where all of the corrupt career politicians and slimeball Capitals fans live. Gross. That being said, it's not too early to start planning a Philadelphia Eagles fan takeover. Yo, and they did our boy dirty here. As you know, Tailgate Ted got up on a chair like he was Julius Caesar and proclaimed that commie fans had conquered our Hard Rock Cafe, which nobody goes to. For the record, I was at the Hard Rock. It was bumping, and they did take it over. I'm back to reading. Mm-hmm. The only people who go to the Hard Rock are tourists that are visiting the convention center. Ted then went to the NFC Championship game and watched his boys lose 55-23. Then Birds fans took over his cancer fundraiser and added several thousand dollars via spite-based philanthropy, which nobody does better than Philly. There is a Hard Rock in D.C. Looks like it's on East Street, not the crappy band, but the road, only a few blocks up from the mall. We could see about reserving a room and putting together an organized Kelly Green march that will make January 6th look like amateur hour. Do you think Eagles fans will legit try to take over the draft here?
Yes.
I do too, dude.
Yes, they will try. But we don't care. Come spend your money.
Yeah. Well,
and because, listen, at the draft,
there's fans
always,
from everywhere.
You always have certain people show up. Either they're going to, or we're going to have enough of our fans to say, to hell with you, we're taking up all the spots.
The draft has fans of, like, when you go work an international game, one of the things that's the most interesting is it's more of like a festival of football than it is two teams competing, because mm-hmm. you see jerseys from, like, every era. And
yeah.
Like, when I worked the Skins playing the Bengals in London in 2018, whenever that was, the jersey I saw most was Dan Marino.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So for the draft, it's more just this like festival of football everybody's kind of hanging out and having fun. And undoubtedly, there will be Eagles fans. But like, ideally, you could just be cool. It's just the draft. It's in the game. Nobody needs a fist fight.
They don't care about that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So they're going to always try to take over. And don't let them take over. Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, this is free. So, I don't know. I thought the writing in there was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the Philly dude goes on to just, and let's be real, Philly folks have, in my opinion, a pretty unwarranted animosity towards Josh Harris. All that dude has done is spend money on players.
And he'd be mad at their players that don't want to play.
Or the GM that keeps picking them.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they got players that are super talented that refuse to play. They always are injured. That's not the owner's fault.
Here we are, Brian. How many points James Harden had in that game? Game seven?
Mm-mm. Seven. See, James Harden has a tendency to disappear in crunch time.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, and what happens with
seven
him,
points.
If he can get those calls where he just throw the ball up and act like he was fouled, he can score. But if they're not giving him that, he can't find another way.
My point to bring up Harden is I think the two players in the NBA that are the most similar and frankly land on my players I want the least list of actual stars, of actual players with immense capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
The two dudes I want the least are James Harden and Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two dudes Philly, the Sixers built everything around.
Yeah, and one of them is still there stealing, and the other one is gone somewhere else stealing.
They're mad at Harris because I guess he tried to move the building downtown, and now they're going to build a new building in the South Philly sports complex, whatever mm-hmm. they call that area.
Why be mad at him for trying to build a new building?
Here's why nobody here should care. Harris bought the team in July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
In the time since, really, that first year, his hands were tied. It was the Ron show. He had just gotten here. You know who would have blown out everybody and had a really bad operation because there's nobody available at that time of year? Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He would have just done it to show the world he was taking over. Harris was like, all right, this is what I got. I'm going to sit back and watch and see what kind of parts I've
learn.
Got.
I'm going to learn and see what we need to do.
Since that time, hired Adam Peters, hired Dan Quinn, drafted Jaden Daniels. The team won its first playoff game in 20 years,
mm-hmm.
made their first NFC championship game in almost 30 years,
mm-hmm.
maybe more than 30 years.
Yeah, more.
Announced a new $4 billion stadium deal, and now DC is going to host the NFL draft.
Yeah.
You can be mad all you want up there. Clearly, this dude is a difference maker, culture changer.
We don't care if they're mad up there. The people here are happy. And that's what matters.
Right.
And I think what you have to look at, too, people like to talk about the different sports, football rules. So the people that are mad up there are not necessarily the Sixers fan. It's the damn Eagle fan that just don't like the fact that he owns the Commanders.
I agree with that.
That's what that is.
I think the Sixers fans are mad because they were awful.
Well, they need to be mad at Joel for never showing up.
I am with you, B. I think that is some seriously misguided angst that I don't understand at the owner. The dude refuses to play.
Can't make.
No.
I mean, the way it is, I know they can be hard on players. Show him.
So the best text I got about the draft news, I'm not going to say who it was, but it was like 2027 NFL draft. How cool is that? Washington's going to be picking 32nd.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Because you know what that means, people? Champion.
Landfill, how many paid gigs will B. Mitch have during the 2027 NFL draft in D.C.?
I mean, it's going to be...
Why y'all in my pocket?
A bunch.
Mind your business. I'll be sitting up there just hanging out with
him.
He'll have one with the team, one with the PA, one with the firefighters.
One with the league.
Yep.
Oh, funny, dog.
The draft is a three-day extravaganza. But now they kind of set up a little radio row, so it's at least Wednesday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a busy week, B. Better get some sleep.
I'm good with it.
No problems here, brother. I know you are, sir. I can't believe, and yet I can entirely believe, Eagles fans are planning a NFL draft takeover. And you're right. You know what, DC? Have more people. Have more burgundy on the mall than green. Also, I had somebody tweet me that the widest part of the mall is right there at the Washington Monument, which makes sense because you don't have the trees and the museums right there. Like, it's much wider. But I wonder with the World War II memorials now, if that impacts the space at all. I don't know. But, dude, it's also in a lot of ways, B, if they win. I mean, sounds like it's a win, not an if. It's a little precursor for some of the big time events you could get with a new stadium.
Oh yeah.
Because if you got, they're talking about a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously that time of year, they'd have to put Because for those that have never been to a Super Bowl, might not be aware, there's like this huge NFL fan experience you can go to that takes up, I mean, that would be at the convention
center. That's good,
sir. Right.
Yeah. That is already there.
But you could set something up on the mall. I mean, how cool would like an ice skating rink on the mall be or something?
The NFL experience and all that stuff, it'd probably be at the convention center.
Radio Row, all that. Yeah. That'd be the easiest Radio Row we ever worked.
Not really.
Just because we'd have to get in from home?
You got to get there.
Yeah. That's a good point.
The easiest one ever was at the Mandalay Bay.
Or maybe Arizona.
Mandalay Bay, in the house. I was able to just roll out the bed to the chair. Yeah.
All right, when we return, we're going to Philly. Dave Zangaro will join the program. Tell us what the Eagles have done in the draft.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.